The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Jake Fife about the ghosts of the George Parris Cemetery. Is this cemetery still frequented by people visiting grandparents or great-grandparents or anything of that nature?
No. For the most part, this is a forgotten cemetery, which I hate because it is historical.
Sure.
There's a sign that's actually close to George Parris's grave that gives the names of the Confederate soldiers that are buried there. And the reason they have that sign up is because there are about 200 missing headstones in the cemetery. No one knows what happened to them, or, you know, it got so overgrown over the years that they couldn't salvage the grave. You know, it's almost been like a forgotten project. Now, every once in a while, there will be someone that comes up. I don't know who does it, but, you know, they'll cut the grass for the most part. And other than that, not really anyone goes up there.
Is there any thought as to where those headstones went?
There is not. That was something I was trying to figure out, because when you're in the cemetery, you can only see about, I would say, maybe 40 to 60 headstones, and there's allegedly a few hundred people buried there. Now, you can see areas in the woods where it looks like people are buried, but it's weird the way we do it in Virginia and West Virginia. We have a habit of burying people into the sides of mountains. So, you know, it's very hard to tell, you know, where family plots are, where individual graves are, because, you know, there might be, you know, someone's Uncle Tom buried into the side of this mountain, and over the years where it's eroded, you may never be able to tell.
Okay. Could that, that's an interesting thing where you're thinking of, I'm thinking more of the living and not necessarily the demonic end of things, but just a forgotten principle of, you know,
You've been buried. You had your headstone. There's a marker there, but now no one even knows that you existed or that you're there because your stone is gone. It's been eroded over you. Do you think that that's ever cause for a spirit to return to go, let's correct this?
Oh, yes. This is true a lot in residential cases where, you know, the spirit feels forgotten. It wants its presence to be known, its memory to be well remembered. I think that's true in this case. I think that's one of the reasons the cemetery has such an intense energy because, you know, you have potentially 100 to a few hundred people that are forgotten. These are people that live their lives. They have, you know, wives, husbands, kids, grandkids, and now it's basically like they never existed. They don't matter to people now. Sure. And I think that angers spirits because, you know, when I pass, I want to be remembered, you know, as I'm sure you want to be remembered. So, you know, anytime someone comes up there, they're going to do their best to make their presence known and have their story be told.
Sure.
And, you know, something else that goes into the whole energy is, you know, they want that story to be told, but they're spiritual hostages to this dark entity that is not letting them tell their story. And so what happens is you get that animosity between, you know, the different types of spirits. And it just creates this bad energy of this place that, one, it feeds the spirits to where they, when they're allowed to, they can do a lot because there's a lot of that energy to feed off of. But it also gives the other spirits, the other entities, even more power.
Let me ask you this, because you have some experience in ghost investigating now. You've been doing this for a good chunk of time, and mm-hmm. people have heard of this cemetery before. If not, they're hearing about it right now. And when people do hear about that, you have sometimes, you know, investigators that want to go out and go, oh, I've not been to this cemetery yet. I'm going to be in that area. I want to go check it out. Oftentimes, it's somewhat generic where, well, there might be something dark here. There might be something not dark here. This one seems to have a lot of dark associated with it. It seems to, I hesitate to say demonic, you know, but it does kind of lean that way when you have satanic rituals that have allegedly been going on in the cemetery. What right. sort of advice would you be giving to someone out there who's listening, who's thinking, hey, I really want to go check this place out? Having been there, having experienced some of these things on your own, you know, what would you say to someone who says, I want to go investigate this for myself?
I would say protect yourself like you've never protected yourself before. You know, something I was taught early on in the paranormal is even though it feels like nothing is happening, there could be a lot happening. Energies can shift on a dime. And this is a kind of cemetery to where you may go in it and not feel a thing. You might feel happy, welcoming energy. But that's the trick. That is the trap that the entities try to get you in. And, you know, they make you get your guard down, and then they attack you. It's almost like a divide-and-conquer type tactic. Mm-hmm. So I would say anyone going to this cemetery, always be extremely mindful of your surroundings, not just the living, but of the dead. Pay attention to the weather patterns, how they can change. Just basically anything that you can protect, protect. And don't let that guard down. I could not stress that enough to anyone.
This seems like a cemetery, and I would never condone the idea of provoking ghosts to begin with, but I know some folks go out there and do that. When you have someone going into a setting like this, where it is something very dark, what are the risks associated with provoking or just investigating it in general in a respectful way?
Well, when you provoke, you stir up aggressive energy. Whether or not you intend that or not, you know, think about when someone is provoking you, you know, you're not going to be like, hey, this person provoked me. I'm going to have a nice, calm conversation with this person. You're going to be a little standoffish. And so, you know, these spirits, whether they're good or bad, when you provoke them, it creates that standoffish energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in places like this, a lot of the energies you run into, they're enhanced in places like this. So basically any little energy you stir up, you basically have to double it two or three times in your mind. So I think that's something very, very important to watch out for. And, you know, it's just weird because, you know, you think in investigating a lot of cemeteries, there's protocols you follow. You have to kind of heighten everything with a place like this. It's a really weird place. I almost do want people to experience it just to see the potential that cemeteries have in terms of energy.
Mm-hmm. It's one that I would certainly say probably has a little more caution involved than others, just with the note of what could possibly be there. Do you ever, or have you ever had anything when you've investigated a location, whether it be this or another, come back home with you?
I have had entities follow me home from a few investigations, but I've also been mentally affected by entities long after the investigation, such as when I investigated St. Almond Sanatorium. For about 2 weeks after that, I was hearing strange voices in my head. You know, I could feel the presence of the building around me. And a lot of people, you know, they would call that early stages of oppression. And that is something that, you know, I haven't experienced at this cemetery, but it's something that is very possible to happen. But other than that, the only entities I brought home, it's been normal human spirits that luckily, knock on wood, I've gotten, you know, been able to send back. But it does happen, and it happens more often than people think.
Is it one of those situations where when something does tag along, I mean, I think sometimes we think of it as, oh, it's going to just let you know that it's there and that these things going on around you are a result of the investigation that you are on. But I'm assuming it's a little more subtle than that.
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, it creeps up on you. It's where with a lot of locations I've investigated, you can kind of get a lay of the land, a feel the energy almost right off the bat or within a few minutes of investigating it. Typically, in my opinion, it takes about 5 to 10 minutes for a location to truly reveal itself. Now, as for a place like George Parish Cemetery, you know, it took us about 45 minutes before, you know, we got the full actual scope of what we were dealing with.
So with a location like that, where it takes a little bit of time, to get an understanding of what you're dealing with and how you're feeling about it. I'm assuming it takes a certain level of sensitivity, of empathic ability to really pick up on those feelings. When you leave a location that had a feeling and then you say go back home, are you aware that something has followed you because when you get home, you're still feeling somewhat of the same way that you did in that location? Is that how you're sensing it initially?
Yes. Something that I always do for investigation, after investigation, and I advise all investigators to do this, after you leave a location, whether it was a good investigation, a bad investigation, always stop somewhere, whether it's at a restaurant, even if it's like a fast food place, go inside, sit down, establish your energy in another place. And when you do that, first off, you know, you're almost setting like an anchor of, hey, you know, this is where I'm going to stop for a bit and I'm going to get a feel of what's around me. And usually around that time, you can heighten your senses because, you know, everyone, I believe, has some sort of psychic signal and you can turn that signal on during key situations like that. And when you do that at a place, you know, whether it's a restaurant or somewhere else, it has to be kind of public and a place you can actually stop and really sit at. But that's usually when you can pick up on a spiritual attachment. And then after that, that's when you deal with it. You say, hey, you can't follow us home. You have to go back. You do whatever protection thing you do. Wait a few minutes. Always wait about 5 to 10 minutes of clear air, clear energy where you don't feel it anymore. And then you can go home.
When you do feel that and you feel there's something attached to you and you're trying to clear it of you, do you have to physically go back to the location where it came from and essentially almost drop it back off? Or will it go back there on its own?
Sometimes it will go back on its own. Sometimes you do have to go back to the cemetery. I've only had to do that once, and that was at the Pocahontas Cemetery. We were about 10 miles away from the cemetery. And I kept feeling that energy even after we had stopped. So I was like, you know, we have to go back for a few minutes. And that ultimately worked. And then when I worked as a security guard at this old sanatorium on ghost tours, I had something like that happen. And I had to walk back up to the sanatorium in the pitch darkness by myself. And I had to tell the spirits to basically stay. And sometimes they'll leave, sometimes they won't. You have to be a little more forceful. Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully they do want to be dropped back off. Do you ever, or maybe not necessarily with you, but is there ever the cases where someone does have an attachment that you want it to leave, or an individual says, okay, I don't want this attachment, but it doesn't go away?
Oh, yeah. This happens sometimes with people that they don't know exactly what they're doing, whether they've seen the TV shows and they want to try it themselves, and they go out to cemeteries. And they have stuff like this happen. And, the reason they keep that attachment, if they're not able to get rid of it, is because they don't understand how to close that door. You know, you can close almost any door, any spiritual door. Some it takes more work than others. Sometimes you need help. Sometimes you don't. But I believe all doors can be closed. And it's just a matter of understanding that you have the ability to close that door and then actually doing it.
Why has no one been able to close the door at the cemetery of the dark energy that seems to linger there?
I don't think anyone wants to. I think after the stories that have been told about this place, people just want to stay far and away from it.
Someone like yourself, or someone who wants to go in and investigate, is there ever a case where there's just not a desire to shut the door as well because they're curious about what is going on there?
Oh, yeah, there's some locations where, you don't want to close the door because, either the spirits are harmless and they seem happy, I guess, mm-hmm. is the word. And there's some cases like, I know how to close the door for spirit communication on a small scale, like, dealing with me and then with a small group. But when it comes to dealing with a full-on actual cemetery, my abilities, they're not there yet. So, mm-hmm. there might be places I go to where I want to close the door, but I don't trust my abilities at the moment to do that.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Jake Fife about the ghosts of the George Parish Cemetery. Thank you for supporting our program. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.